From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Dozens of animals, including a dead horse, were removed from a Northern California home, and police are looking for a suspect in the case. Happened last week in Olivehurst, where Yuba County deputies found 61 animals living in what they called deplorable conditions. Those animals included pigs, dogs, goats, chickens, lambs, cats, cows, rabbits, and a bull. An investigation began after police got reports from neighbors regarding the welfare of the animals, which are now being cared for at two county-run facilities. The man who kept the animals has not been found. California Highway Patrol officers involved in a chase and a shooting Sunday morning that left one man injured. According to police, the CHP officer tried to stop a driver for speeding. That was Sunday morning when the driver refused. The officers gave chase through several Butte County and Yuba County roads before the driver lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a power pole. After the crash, investigators say the officer and the driver exchanged gunfire. That driver was identified as a 44-year-old man from Oroville and sustained major injuries, taken to the hospital for treatment. In Sacramento, a homeowner was shot early Monday with a firearm that he apparently put into a safe. Police think the burglary suspect most likely found it, used it on the homeowner, who died at the hospital hours later. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Some Humboldt State University students are critical of the university's decision to return to exclusively in-person instruction when the new spring semester starts today. Their concerns echo the California Faculty Association, representing many of HSU's instructors, urging administrators to rethink the return to teaching in person and allow instructors to choose more flexible models. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.